As the warming climate continues to reshape the environment, its impact on people's health is becoming increasingly evident in Florida. Doctors and other health experts are sounding the alarm, emphasizing the urgent need for action to address the intersection of climate change and public health. Dr. Farhan Malik, a pediatric ICU doctor at Florida's Nemours Children's Hospital, highlights the broad and often underestimated health risks tied to climate change. He explains how environmental changes are affecting vulnerable populations, especially children.
I think everything that you could possibly encounter from a health perspective, we don't attribute enough to climate. From my realm in the pediatric world, a lot of these kids are affected by infectious diseases. They've got weak immune systems, they've got immature lungs.
Malik points to the COVID-19 pandemic as an example of how environmental changes, from deforestation to rising temperatures, force animals into new habitats, increasing the risk of zoonotic diseases and global health crises. Dr. Cheryl Holder, who heads Florida Clinicians for Climate Action, echoes those concerns, particularly the impact of heat on those at greater risk for heat-related illnesses.
And especially heat, which is the number one weather-related killer. How do we get folks to be prepared and protected for the heat? Central Florida has a large amount of areas that what we call heat islands. Because they don't have as much shade, a lot of concrete, and lower wealth communities, they can be 10 degrees higher.
She adds many people don't realize how severe heat stroke can be, stressing that calling 911 should be the first step before attempting to cool the body down. The need for greater public awareness and action was among the topics at this week's Climate Correction Conference in Orlando. This is Tramell Gomes for Florida News Connection. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.